Pup and Pawscast is brought to you by Dog & Company, a daycare, grooming, boarding, and training facility. dog-co.com. I'm Sheila Scruggs. I have Jennifer Hall with me. She's with Helping Animals Rescue Team, or HART, H-A-R-T, that's what it stands for. And they're in Crossville. First, what is HART, Jennifer?
Hi, Sheila. Thanks for having us. We are a cat-based rescue in Crossville, Tennessee. Our main mission is to help reduce the number of cats in our local animal shelter. We do this with three of our programs. We have an adoption program. We pull out like maybe orphaned or sicker cats, and we get them well in our foster homes and then get them adopted out. We also pull feral cats from the shelter with our barn cat placement program. And then we also help reduce the numbers by doing what's called TNR, trap, neuter, return, of feral cats that are living out in the wild to help reduce the chances of them ended up in the shelter.
Kind of tell everybody how that takes place and what how that helps, actually.
Trap, neuter, return is really dedicated to feral or community cats. A feral cat is defined as a cat that has never been socialized by humans. And a community cat could be a cat that was abandoned. And what they do is they come into groups of, they're called colonies. What can happen then is a caretaker will start feeding those cats, and then they start to stay in that location as their food is there.
And then re-release them. Was it at the same spot usually?
We really try to do that. It's very time-consuming and difficult on the cat if you try to relocate them somewhere else. There are certain steps you have to take. You can't just take them there, let them loose, and then expect them to stay around. It really helps to put them like inside a barn, for instance, for a week or two and feed them and provide them a litter box and water. And then when you let those doors open in a couple of weeks, the cat will know, hey, I can get food here, so I'm going to kind of stick around the area.
So the Helping Animals Rescue Team, they also do have a barn cat program. How successful has this been for you?
Our barn cat program has helped reduce the number of feral cat euthanasias in our local shelter down to zero. Feral cats are not adoptable. They're wild, completely unsocialized. And with our barn cat program, we pull them out, we get them fixed, spayed or neutered, and then they get what's called an ear tip. And the ear tip is where they cut off maybe a fourth of an inch of the left ear, I believe. It's a big help when we're trapping in a large area. You can tell by looking in the cage if they have the ear tip. That way they don't have to go to the vet, get put under for the surgery, and then we find out, oh, well, they've already been fixed. That way we don't have to eat that cost of the medicine that the vet had to use to find that out.
And it gets expensive, doesn't it?
It can be. We have a local vet that works with us, Dr. Holt at Homestead Animal Clinic, and we honestly could not run our programs without him.
And we were talking about the barn cat program. How do you find the barns and the people that's willing to do this?
Well, we do put flyers out at like feed stores, anywhere that we have a donation jar or any other of our pamphlet information. We always put the other programs that we have, whether it be TNR or the barn cat program. So people will contact us.
That's awesome. And there's a lot of folks that really are looking to keep mice and rats out of their barns, and the cat really does that.
They are fantastic for keeping
especially
mice.
Especially the feral ones. They're used to finding food.
Yes. They're fantastic for keeping mice out of animal feed, especially like chicken feed. Cats are one of the few species on the planets that hunt for fun. Not just because they're hungry, and if they get fed by the caretaker, they will actually have more energy to go out and hunt for fun instead of for food. Even just having them around, the smell of them can help deter rats and mice because they know what that smell means.
They're like, oh gosh, there's a cat somewhere.
Yes.
We'll just leave the feed alone and go somewhere else,
yes,
right?
It's nature's pest control. It doesn't get any easier than that. No chemicals.
But fostering, too, you guys do that.
Yes, we don't have an actual facility. All of the animals we take into our foster program go into people's homes. We've only got a handful of fosters, so the amount of animals, the amount of cats that we can take in depends on how much space we have.
Do you usually pull from the shelter in Cumberland County?
Yes. Yep, that's the we may take some from the Cookeville area, but it's a very rare case. I mean, we've got a big enough problem in Crossville that we can barely handle.
I know that the shelter there is pretty inundated all the time with animals, aren't they?
Yes, especially right now because kitten season has started, and we have 3 full litters of kittens in foster care right now.
And there's, on the website that you guys have, there's an application if you're interested in fostering a cat, you can do that.
Yeah, you can choose if you want to foster, let's say, for just a weekend, or if you only want to foster kittens, if you only want to foster adults, or some of the geriatric cats that we rescue from the shelter. We've actually had a lot of 14 and older cats get adopted out with us.
Can folks adopt from heart as well? Because I know if you've got a fostering program, they can probably adopt.
Yes, we have a adoption area at the Pet Sense located in Crossville. And we're the exclusive group that has the use of those banks. So there's always cats down there. And we do post everything on our Facebook page, too.
And it's a great Facebook page. You just have to search Helping Animals Rescue Team, and that's in Crossville, and it comes right up. What are other ways to help if they want to donate monetarily to you guys, or if they want to go and foster a cat or even apply for one of the cats to adopt? How do they find out all the information that the heart is about?
They can actually go to our website. We have the adoption applications on there. We have the foster applications on there. We have a big wish list. And we do also have a link to our Amazon wish list as well. Just remember to shop Smile Amazon.
And I don't want to forget about the kitten shower.
Oh, yes. It's our 2nd annual kitten shower. It's going to be on May 11th at the Crossville Housing Authority from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's going to be a silent auction, and we have got some great silent auction items donated. Quite a few items are retailed at well over $200.
That's awesome. And I know you've got like a restaurant gift certificates and things like that. So what are some things that they could probably look for there?
Oh, we've got lots of cat-themed everything. There's going to be a cat-themed clock, I know. There's going to be lots of little goodies for your cats. We've gotten some great sample donations so that we can offer a lot of people, say, you know, trying a product, because we all know how finicky cats are.
Definitely. So I mean, you'd think every cat likes it, but then you take it home and mine would hate it.
That's what happens at my house.
It's a cat.
Yeah, we've got some cat beds. I think there's some cat sunglasses. We've got this really awesome Bluetooth-enabled automatic cat feeder.
Oh, that's cool.
You can control it with your phone. It's very cool. If you go and like the event page, you can get a sneak peek of some of the items that we have. I put them up there every once in a while just to keep people's attention.
And it's $5 entry fee, and then kids under 18 free?
Mm-hmm. Yep, as long as they have an accompanying adult.
And $5, and that goes back to, of course, heart.
Yes, and it also includes pretty much a light lunch. So you can eat and have snacks and desserts and pet kittens.
So make sure you check out their Facebook page. It's facebook.com/heart, H-A-R-T, Heart Rescue. And I've been talking to Jennifer Hall. She is with Heart Rescue. And thank you so much for all you do and for coming in with us and talking to us about it.
Well, thank you, Sheila. I appreciate it. We just do what we can, one cat at a time.
And that's a lot of kitties.
It can be. Yes, it can.
This has been the Pup and Paws Cast, brought to you by Dog & Company. Find out more about their boarding and grooming at dog-co.com.